Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom.
It feels like a rainbow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel that. And that rainbow is such a powerful promise. And I feel like when we get together, we bring that rainbow alive. But that rainbow came originally because of profound challenges that humanity was facing. It says in the Torah during the Parsha this week, Parsha Noah, that humanity was corrupted, that humanity was broken. And so the Creator brought a big flood and wiped the whole thing away. It's an intense story, and it comes right after the creation of the earth. And how many of you relate to that story today? How many of you feel like humanity is somehow corrupted? My heart's breaking tonight. I can't stay away from the news listening to what's happening in Israel right now. Violence is spiraling out of control yet again. And I was there last summer, the summer before last, rather. And it was war. It was really intense war. A missile flew over my head when I was in the West Bank. Like, I saw that. I wasn't in the war like the son of the family I was living with, who was in Gaza fighting against his brother. But it was war, and it's happening again. And it's happening in Syria, and it's happening in too many places. And it's happening right here inside my heart. My heart is corrupted. My heart is broken. There is darkness here. How many of you feel darkness right inside yourself? If you don't feel it, take a close look, because we all have it. And how many of you feel the light right here tonight? Well, it's an amazing thing, because when Noah realizes that the waters might be subsiding, he takes a raven, he takes a black bird, and he sends it out. The raven is, you could say it symbolizes transformation, death. Powerful, intelligent bird, but it's carries that darkness. And then a week later, Noah sends the white bird. The bird of peace, the dove. And eventually that bird brings a sign of land and a sign of peace back in his beak. I was looking at a picture of Rolling Stone magazine. And there was a picture of, I'll just say Rabbi Obama, of Rabbi Obama. There he is on the... He's on the front of a ship that has a big green stripe on it. National Park Service. Just so happens to be a ship that I used to ride on when I was a park ranger at Kenai Fjords National Park in Alaska. That was my first job out of college. And he's gathering water out of a glacier that's melting right near Seward, Alaska. And I haven't been there for a long time. And the glacier is like half the size of what I remember it. And I was shocked. It's melting, y'all. It's happening. Last year was the hottest year on record. And you know what? They say this year, it's going to be even hotter. And how about that fire in Lake County? Like, it's now. It's happening. It's right now. And yet, at the end of that story, the Creator brings a rainbow. And what does it say? I won't do it again. At least not with a flood. But what is the rainbow? And I want to give kava here to Sarah Tzipora, who brought some consciousness to me around this rainbow. We were exchanging emails. We worked together at Wilderness Torah. And we were talking about ravens and doves and rainbows. And she got me thinking about rainbows. And what is that rainbow? There's something about that rainbow that the Creator brought. What Noah knew was to send the black raven and the white dove, and then the Creator said, no, this time it's going to be different. It's going to be a rainbow. So what is that rainbow? That rainbow is embracing everything. Everything that's happening. There is war on earth today. But some historians say there's actually less war today per capita and per number of governments on earth than ever before. We're just simply more connected than we've ever been. So we see it on TV, on radio, on the internet. So perhaps actually things are getting better. And in a news story that Adam Berman sent me, says actually there's hope. The price of solar power is like 10 times, a factor of 10 less than they anticipated it would be at this time 20 years ago. And China has made investments so far beyond in solar technology, in wind technology, that actually people are waking up. And Rabbi Obama is taking a seat. So we have an opportunity. You know, when Rabbi Obama was on the campaign trail, he said, maybe this is the time when we turn the corner, when the seas began to subside again and the temperature started to come down again, that we have the possibility of doing that, both on Earth. So let's get out and vote. Let's vote for a climate agenda. Let's vote for a peace agenda.
Yeah. Woo-hoo!
But also, let's remember that begins right here at home. That turning black and white into a rainbow begins right here in your own heart. Yeah. That rainbow is the men and the women and everyone in between. So let's stand up and celebrate all of us. And that is black and white and every color in between. And the full diversity of life, the sorrow and the joy, the life and the death. Rabbi Stephen Jenkinson was out talking about dying wisely and remembering that we are all going to die. It is inevitable. So that raven is truth. And we all have an opportunity to live. So let's live fully. Let's wake up the rainbow. And let's do it right now because it's the only time we got. Shabbat shalom.